Yeah, this is Jim McKinney back with Al to finish up the Corlin Economics Report Politics, KER Politics, for this weekend show. This last segment, well, we talked a lot about the economy and cryptocurrency and, of course, the FTX scandal in the previous three segments. We're going to finish this up with just some bizarre politics that are happening out there. We're going to talk a little bit about the release by the Federal Archives of about 13,000 documents on the JFK assassination, which is interesting. A little bit about this long Hail Mary pass for the January or for the 2020 election in a case that will be actually reviewed by the Supreme Court on January 6th of 2023 called Brunson v. Adams. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk a little bit about what's happening with the Biden administration, what's happening with Tara Reid, who is really pushing her agenda to hold Biden accountable for what she alleges is sexual misconduct back in the 90s when she was a staffer in the congressional, actually in the House, in our Capitol, and the validity of that. And of course, you know, we'll just close it out with some thoughts and ideas of what's going on out there. But I think to start off, Al, we'll talk a little bit about the JFK documents that were pulled out of the archives.
Why don't you go ahead and take us through that, Jim?
Yeah, okay. Well, so it looks like the archives released approximately 13,000 documents here this week. And in those documents, there's nothing really major, apparently, because I have not read them all, but a lot of people are talking about it. There have been releases. You know, the Trump administration ordered the release of these documents. And of course, the administrative foot dragging that went on for a long period of time in order to review and redact different versions of the documents has just taken forever. And of course, that's because the agencies that are potentially involved in this are very concerned about, quote, national security issues. Well, we're talking about, 1963, and now we're at almost 2023, and almost everybody involved is already passed away.
Yeah.
And the only thing that stands to be lost here is the credibility of some of the federal agencies that may in fact have been involved. And so I think Tucker Carlson did a piece last night. I read a little bit more up on it. Some of the information that was brought out was a guy named Lewis West. He was a psychiatrist. Psychiatrist was the last psychiatrist to review Jack Ruby. Remember, Jack Ruby was the guy that killed Lee Harvey Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald was declared into the Warren Commission way back when from Lyndon B. Johnson's efforts to provide, quote, transparency, unquote. Jack Ruby assassinated Lee Harvey Oswald, who was supposed to be the sole shooter, according to that Warren report. Now, there was more information that came out that looked that there may be more involvement, but here's a very interesting piece. This guy, the psychiatrist, who went and saw Jack Ruby, the last one to declare him insane, was a guy named Lewis West. And Lewis West apparently was a CIA psychiatrist involved in the MK Ultra program. Now, that's what's being reported. That was released in these documents. That's a little piece of evidence which shows direct involvement by one of the three-letter agencies, intelligence agencies. So really, it's not helping stop conspiracies with this release. It's continuing to question what's going on with the remaining roughly 3% of the documents that they have not released. And that's the real question. What are they hiding?
If anything,
Yeah, well, why?
I don't know. Point, Jim, that's a very, very interesting point. Why? I think it could really blow apart the political bubble that this country is in right now. I'll tell you what I'd like you to do, though, because we're up to 4 minutes and almost up to 5 minutes. I'm really curious about your comments on the trial that's coming up in early January.
Okay, one other thing I wanted to mention about the documents that have been released. They identified as Lyndon Johnson as being a member of the KKK. That's documents that were previously released.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting.
I believe he was, yes.
So for the January 6th event, now I'll be brief on this because a lot of people have a lot of people on the extreme right that want to see Trump back in office. They believe that this is going to somehow overturn the election. And basically, the legal case is that the I think it's about 130 plus legislators and other members of the government, including Mike Pence, and have failed in their duty constitutionally to review the accusations that there was fault problems in the 2020 election. So they broke their oath of office. And that lawsuit is going forward. Interestingly enough, it's been appealed up from Utah, going from Utah all the way up to the Supreme Court. And apparently, the docket shows January 6th that the full Supreme Court, 9 members, will sit down and review the validity of this case. Now, if it were they were to win, and it's Brunson v. Adams, if Brunson, who filed the case, were to win the case, it would actually invalidate the offices of a large number of sitting legislators. And if that happened, of course, it changes everything. And one of the one of the things they want from the case is a reinstatement of President Trump.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, I'm a real football fan, and I've seen an awful lot of Hail Mary passes. I've seen the passes that work, and I've seen the passes that don't work. I would have to say that I'm glad to see that something like this is happening, because that'll bury the issue probably really for good. But I don't think Trump is going to get reinstated because of this. Just an opinion.
I question whether what the restitution would be for this case.
Yeah.
When you look through the legal arguments, it's a very interesting angle. They weren't talking about specific corruption. They were talking about the justification for these sitting legislators avoid looking at alternative circumstances and actually investigate corruption, and
right.
They failed. So we'll see how it goes. It's going to be an interesting take on it. And of course, they've got depositions from large number of witnesses that have put sworn statements in. So we'll see how this works. We also, I think we have to take a quick look at what's happening politically with the budget right now. You've got this fight between the, whether or not the House, the lame duck legislature is going to approve this, expansive pork barrel filled budget that's going forward. And of course, we've got this issue with Tara Reid, who's really pushing the agenda against Joe Biden and his sexual assault back in the early 90s when she was a staffer on Capitol Hill. And, it's funny because she has she filed a formal complaint, and that has been hidden in congressional, with the powers that be in the Senate. And she also has this clear bit of evidence where after she quit, after this, she filed these complaints and, was very afraid of what might happen from Joe Biden. Her mother called into the Larry King Live show in 1993. So there's some, and actually discussed the problems with a very powerful politician in Washington threatening her daughter and the concerns. So there's some real validity to this complaint, and in particular because Tara Reid was always a Democrat, and this is really about her. So there's a lot of politics behind the scenes right now that are pushing people left and right and to the extremes. And we'll see what happens as we start, basically going into the new year, because there's a lot of questions out
interesting,
there.
Interesting comments, Jimmy. Very thought-provoking. We're just about out of town here, so let me wrap this thing up by saying thank you very much for bringing all of this to our attention. It certainly is important, and it certainly is going to hit the news right after the first of the year. I'm not going to opine on any of them because I really question if any of this is going to see the light of day, but we will see. There are some very important issues. There's no question about that. Jimmy, thank you so much for doing the research. I appreciate it. You guys, it was fun doing this. Really fun. Going to have a good one next week also.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.